Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now beginning the sixth chapter of Masachet Nazir, the first two Mishnayot of which appear on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph and continue on to Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, which is what we're going to study today, and begin studying the attendant Gemara, which will take us several days. Shlosha Minim Asurim Ben Nazir. It opens with a topic sentence which introduces all three isurim, all three prohibitions affecting a nazir, tum'ah, v'tiglach, v'yotzei min ha-gefen. And now we're going to focus purely on the last one, hayotzei min ha-gefen, the products of the vine. Take a look at the first two verses on the handout, and you can see the two key verses which define what parts of the vine or its products are prohibited, and we'll deal with them in the Gemara. V'chol yotzei min ha-gefen mitztarfin ze'im ze'. As we know, for every prohibition, on the opposite side, for every obligation related to eating that the Torah presents, the full process is not considered to have been accomplished without eating a shi'ur, the proper amount. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of achilat matzah, one has to eat a kazayit of matzah. In order to get punished, on the other hand, for violating the prohibition, let's say, of eating a nevela, one has to eat a kazayit of nevela. And the general shiur, as we saw at the beginning of Masachet Eruvin and Masachet Sukkah, for food eating issues is kazayit. According to the position of this Tana, all parts of the grape can be joined together, which means if one has a quarter kazayit of grape and a quarter kazayit of seeds of grape and a quarter kazayit of peels of grape, and as we'll see, some other kind of grape or perhaps the shoots, then together you are chayav. Ve'in chayav an she'ochal min ha'anavim kazayit. But the shiur is, of course, kazayit. Now, Mishnah Rishonah Omeret, the earlier ruling was, ad shi'ishter v'yayin. However, when it comes to drinking, both as far as obligations and as far as prohibitions, the shiur is revi'it, somewhere between 3.5 and 4+ ounces. And that is ad shi'ishter v'yayin. So that means to violate the ban against drinking wine or vinegar, the liquid byproducts of the grape. One does not incur punishment until that point, which would mean that half a revit and half a kazayit of grapes do not join together because they are different shiurim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu shaira pitom yayin v'yish pakadei letzarif kazayit chayav. Rabbi Akiva has a different approach, which we will deal with in the next podcast, the issue of heter mitzarif leisur, and that is that if you take bread and dip it in wine and soak it up so that there is now a kazayit of wine-soaked bread, chayav. In other words, he says that the shiur of liquids could also be kazayit. Now, v'chayav al hayayin b'fnei atzmo, v'al hanavim b'fnei atzman, v'al hacharzanim b'fnei atzman, v'al hazagim b'fnei atzman. You are liable for each one of the four parts of the grape, which is the liquid byproduct, the yayin, the grapes themselves, the hacharzanim, and the zag, one of which is the peel, one of which is the seed. We will see in a moment that there's a machloket about that. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, now we're in Mishnah Bet, Ein chayav ad shiochal shnei chartzanim v'zag. You are not liable for just eating the peel, or just the seeds, or just grape, or just wine. Rather, you have to eat two chartzanim and one zag. What are chartzanim and what's a zag? Eilu en chartzanim ve'eilu en zagim. So in the next generation, after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there is a machloket as to meaning of those words in the Torah. Hachartzanim eilu achitzonim hazagim eilu apnimim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the close student of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, said that the chartzanim are the peels of the grape and zagim are the seeds. Rabbi Yossi, his colleague, disagreed and said, Shalotit eh. It's an easy way to remember it. Kizug shal behema. It's a play on the word zag. It's like a zug of an animal, a bell of an animal. The zug is the bell. Achitzon zug vaprimi in bal. The inside is the clapper. In the same way, the grape, the outside is the zag, and the inside is the chartzan. Okay, the Mishnah, the Gemara then immediately says, Shlosha minim asurim min hazir, tuma, etc. Hayotzei min ha-gefen in, gefen atzmo lo, and we're going to spend all of our attention here on this detail and what comes out of it. And that is that the Mishnah says only that which comes out of the grape, a product of the grape, or a product, shall we say more properly, of the vine, is the violation, but the vine itself is not a violation. If you chomp on a vine, you're not liable. Matnitin delo k'Rabbi Eliezer. So our Mishnah does not accord with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, actually it's Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer. Afilo alin v'lulavin b'mashma, that the Torah even prohibits grape leaves and grape shoots. which are the little thin strings on the vine. Now, Ikadamri La Seifa, some people made the same inference, not from the opening line of the Mishnah that says Hayosei Min HaGefen, but rather Enochayav Elat Shiocham Min Anavim Kazayit Min Avim In Min HaGefen Atzmolo. When the Mishnah said Yochayav, when you eat from the grapes a Kazayit, it said grapes, yes, but the vine itself not. Matnin Delok Rabbi Elazar, Tani Rabbi Elazar Mer, Afilu Alin V'Lavin Mashma. Same Diyuk. One way or the other, we agree that our Mishnah does not represent, not accord with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says that a Nazir is also chayav for eating the leaves and shoots of the vine. And now we're going to see why they disagree. The answer is that the different approaches that developed in the different Batei Midrash in the first and second centuries of how to interpret text based on different hermeneutic rules, one of the largest disputes, or shall we say differences of approach, comes down to how do we deal with a text that lists general phrases and specific examples? Do we view them as general and specific, or inclusion and exclusion? Klal uprat or ribuy umiyut? So, Rabbi Elazar Darish Ribuy Umiyuti, he looks at our pasuk and sees it as being expansive and then exclusionary. Inclusive and inclusive. Rabbanan Darshi Klalu Prati. The Rabbanan look at the same words and see them as a general rule and then as examples. Now, let's see what we're talking about. Rabbi Elazar Darshi Ribuy Umiyuti, the Torah says, and on the page, the verses are reversed, I believe, but nonetheless, look at Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalad. Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, he has to abstain from wine and hard drink. That is miyayt, meaning that and only that and nothing else is included. Mikol asher yasad migefen hayayin, and then the next phrase says anything made from the vine. So that is riba. That is inclusive. It includes other things. Miyayt v'riba, what's the ruling when you have an exclusionary phrase and then an inclusionary phrase, riba hakol. That comes to include everything. My riba, what's it including? Riba kol mili. It's saying everything is included in the prohibition. My mi'et, so what is excluded? Mi'et shabeshta, the twigs, the actual physical vine, that's excluded. So Rabbi Elazar admits, because it gave an example of yayin v'shechar, something has to be excluded. What's excluded? The most obvious thing to be excluded is the wood part of the vine. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanan Darshi Klali Uprati. They look at those same words as a general rule and an example. Miyayin v'shechar yazir prat. That's a prat. Mikol asher yeyasa migefen hayayin klal. And then it's followed by another prat. Michartzanim v'yadzag chazar uperat. So it says wine and hard drink, anything made from it, from the pits to the seeds, whichever which is which. And what's the rule of prat uklal uprat? Iatadan elakein aprat. When you have a detail, a general, and then a detail, then you include other things, but they have to be consistent in character with the details that are listed. And what are the details listed? Ma prat mefarash pri upsolat pri. All the items listed, which are wine and seeds, etc., are all fruit or the byproduct of fruit. Af kol pri upsolat pri. So therefore, anything that's a fruit and a byproduct of fruit. So if that's the case, ma prat mefarash pri gamur. So if that's the case, take a look at it. All of the items listed as details, take it a little further, are completed and ripened fruit or juice, I've called pre-gamur, and the rabbis have to include even things that are not ripe, as we'll see. So Amarta, you think so? If that's the case, then the Torah already listed everything, and there's no reason for the general rule. Anavim lachim mevishim, wet and dry grapes, already mentioned, haktivit. Yain v'chometz, wine and vinegar, haktivit already says that. So you have to follow the earlier version, which says that it's there to tell you fruit or byproduct of fruit, whether ripened or otherwise. Because all ripened items, all completed items already listed explicitly, the Torah is hinting to other things. It must be unripened ones. Now, umiachar, this is still in the brightest. So shesofenu about kol davar, if we're going to end up including everything, ma tamud lomar mechartzanim v'yadzag, why does the Torah at the end say mechartzanim v'yadzag, to give you another prat? In other words, since we're going to include all kind of fruit, then why does the Torah have to give you two more examples of fruit at the end? And the answer is, it's not there for Nazir. It's there for a general hermeneutic lesson. Lomar lecha, kol makom shatam otzei pratu klal. Anywhere in the Torah that you find a pratu klal, iyata rishai lemoshcho ludno kena prat. You cannot use the prat as the guide and say we're going to include everything. And asa klal musaf ala prat. You know what happens? The klal comes to say everything. Everything. In other words, the prat no longer helps to define it. Ad shifrod lecha katuv gedarach shifrod lecha benazir. Until you find a prat like in Nazir. In other words, the Chatzanim V'Yadzag mentioned in our Pasuk, according to the Rabbanan, are not there for Nazir. They're there to set a model and say, you can only use the Prat to guide the inclusion of other items in the list that the Torah didn't explicitly mention when you have a Prat at the end also. But if you have just a Prat to Klal, then the Klal is just there to expand the Prat. Now, that's the Braita. Let's analyze it. Amar Mar. Ma prat mufurash pri upsola pri. Just like the prat is explicitly fruit and the byproduct of fruit, hafko pri upsola pri. Good. Now pri, what are the fruit that are listed in the text? Invi, grapes. Psola pri mahi, so what's the byproduct? Chometz, vinegar, wine. Afko pri mahi, so what are you including? What kind of fruit are you including by virtue of this system? Guarki. This is little grapes that are unripe. Afko the psola pri mahi. What then are the byproduct of grapes? What's that? Amar Rav Kahana, latuye invin dichrin. These are grapes that became wormy, invin dichrin. Now, parenthetically, we're adding on to this brayta, v'ad zag, the Torah said, all the way to the seed or to the peel. Amar Ravina latuye devein avinayim. What that is there to say, why does it say mechartzinim ve'ad zag, is there to tell you everything between the peel and the pit, meaning the middle part of the grape, the meaty part of the grape, is now included because it really wasn't listed in the Torah. The Torah said anavim, which means a whole grape, but not that part of the meat inside. Now, Amar Mar, we'll continue with the analyzing the brayta. Ima prat mfurash pri gamur, afko pri gamur. We raised the possibility that maybe the prat uklal uprat should be there only to include completed fruit, amarta. So now we just repeat the brayta. Imkein maniach hakatub mashmao shalom aro. The Torah then said everything. There's nothing it's adding. Harvim lachim neshim aktivi. Yain vachometz aktivi. Chalachadun kolashon achon kolashon mishon. Hazavenu arbot kol aron. Tavon lo mechatzinim yadzag. Umar lacha kol makom shetam otzei prat uklal. Toshayim moshchol aduno kena prat. And anasa kol mufusaf ala prat. For lacha katuv. Kederach shepurat lacha benazir. All right, that's a repetition of the brayta. Mechatzinim yadzag. Good. Now we can take a look at this. If you recall, in the second Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was of the opinion that Chatzanim v'Yadzag were there for a very definite reason, and that was to tell you you're only chayav if you eat at least two Chatzanim and one Zag. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari to come mokim l'haim Chatzanim v'Yadzag l'mar sheino chayav ad shiuchal shnei Chatzanim v'Zag. So he needs those words there. So now he no longer has that rule that says, oh, Chatzanim and Zag are there to tell you the pattern of Prat Uklal Uprat, that you can never do a Prat Uklal and judge it using the Prat as a definer unless you have a Prat at the end, because Chatzanim and Zag, if Chatzanim and Zag are needed for something else, you no longer have that rule. Prata Menale, how does he know that rule? The simplest answer is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari holds like Rabbi Elazar, who is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who learns ribui miut. Very nice. V'bayit ema k'rabbanan. It could be that, and we'd prefer this, that he learns like Rabbanan pratu klal. The Isak of Daita k'ram Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but think about this. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's statement, mechatzanim v'yadzag, is there to teach you how much you have to eat to be chayiv, and that's all it's there to teach you, v'chatve rachmana l'hai mechatzanim v'yadzag, gabi prate. So let the Torah write it in a different sequence. Yain v'shechar, chatzanim v'yadzag, and kol asher yasani gefna yain. And then you know, chatzanim v'yadzag, that's what you have to eat. L'may hilchata, gavi prati. L'may hilchata gavi batar klali. Batar klal, why did it write the prat, yain v'shechar, the klal, and then chatzanim v'yadzag? Shema minal v'midayin lev klal uprat. It's there to teach you the system of klal uprat. So now let me argue the opposite. Maybe the entire purpose of Chatzanim v'Yadzag, like the Rabbanan said, is just there to teach you the system and not to teach you the amount you have to eat to be chayiv. The answer is in Kem Ochtov, or Shnei Chatzanim, or Shnei Zagim. Let the Torah write it differently. Chatzanim, or Zag, or Chatzan v'Zag, or two of each, or one of each. Why did the Torah write from chartzanim, plural, to zag, singular? Why did the Torah write it that way? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah confirmly hold like the Rabbanan. The proper system here is klal uprat. The fact that chartzanim v'yadzag is written here at the end after the klal is there to teach you the system. And the fact that it's worded in the odd way that it's worded is also there to teach you the amount you have to eat to be chayav. Okay, now, Rabbi Elazar has a problem because everybody in the world agrees that klal uprat uklal is a valid system sometimes. So Rabbi Elazar, who in our system, to Darish Miat Variba, Prat Uklal Uprat Manali. What's his source for Klal Uprat Uklal? Meaning, actually, what's his source for Prat Uklal Uprat? Which is different. When the details are on the outside, in the middle is the general rule. Where is he going to get that from? So we have two suggestions. He gets it from this Pasuk. And we're not going to analyze the Pasuk because it's not there to teach us itself. It's there just as an example. This is talking about Shomrim. If somebody gives, and they list details, different kinds of things, a donkey, and an ox, and a lamb, prat, v'chol beim, or any animal, klal, lishmor, to watch, chazar perat, gave a specific. Prat uklal uprat, yadanakena prat. That's one possible source that Rabbi Elazar would have to say is general and specific, not inclusionary and exclusionary. That's one. Rav Amar Nafkal, and Mihai Kri is a different pasuk, the beginning of Vayikra, Ve'im Min Hatzon, so Ve'im Min, meaning some of, that's a prat, Hatzon, the flock, that's a klal, and then Kvasim Ve'izim, it lists goats, lambs and goats, Chazar Prat, Perat, Prat, or Kalprat, and then Kalprat. So we have two possible places. So I'm going to Rav Yudami Diskertal Rava, so he asked Rava, Ve'levach Min Adain Kri, I got another pasuk, why doesn't he try this one? The same parallel pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra about the Behema, Imin HaBehema, the very opening parsha of Vayikra, so min is a prat. I take a look at the Torah Kohanim there, you'll see, min ha-behemah, says not all behemot, motzi roveya, nirba, and muktzah, navodazah, etc. Min prat, ha-behemah, kalal, parak, ha-ratzon, chazor ferat, kalal, prat, iodan, ha-behemah, prat. Why didn't you like that one? Why do you go to the second one in Vayikra, go to the first one? So Amar Lei, Rava said, "Min hai leikel mishpa mina." That's not a good source. Why? The mihatam havei amena behema includes also chaya, chaya bichlal behema. In other words, that phrase when it said min ha behema, I would have thought that includes even undomesticated animals. Therefore, bakar ratzon is there not to serve as a prat, but rather to tell you that we really are talking about behema, domesticated animals. So Amar Lei, chaya bichlal behema. So the student said to Rava, when you say behemah, that includes chaya? So hakti bakar ratzon, the Torah says bakar ratzon. V'havele pratu klal, so therefore you have min, and then you have ha-behemah, pratu klal. So we seem to prove his point that that's another good choice. In any case, we have three good examples of pratu klal uprat in the Torah that Rabbi Elazar could use as a source. And now we ask a more basic question, manalan dahachihu, who says that the system of prat uklal uprat is a valid system that Rabbi Elazar has to agree that it exists and has to find some other source if he doesn't have it from Nazir. The Tanya, and this is the most famous one, v'natata kesef v'chol asher tehaveh nafshecha. This talks about when you have ma'aser sheni and you redeem it on coins, you bring the coins to Shalim, you have to spend the coins on anything you like, klal, b'bakar v'tzon v'en v'sheichar, cattle and the flock and wine and strong drink, prat, or anything you like, chazar v'chalal. There's your general rule. Klal uprat uklal, yatadan elakena prat. Once we have a general statement, a specific and a general statement, so the specific guides the inclusion of all sorts of other things. And what is that? Ma prat mfarash premium privy gidule karka, just like the prat, is explicitly fruit that's born from other fruit and it grows from the ground, so not mushrooms and things like that, the fungi. Of course, primi pri vigidulei karka. So similarly, we can include fruit and vegetables and wheat and everything else. Now we're going to, from here to the end of the piece, we're going to look at several observations about the hermeneutic of klal uprat and prat uklal. In other words, everybody agrees that prat uklal uprat is a valid system. Klal uprat uklal is a valid system. We all accept klal uprat uklal from the ruling about ma'aser sheni that we just read. We then infer that it's going to work in the inverse. that also when you have prat to call prat, and therefore we said Rav Elazar has to have a source for it, so in one of three different sources that he could choose. But Nazir he wouldn't have, because there he applied ribui umiut. Why he applied ribui umiut there and wouldn't apply in the other places is beyond what we can deal with in this podcast, but it's an interesting study and worth looking into. Now, here's the question. Mechti klal uprat uklal, when you have klal uprat uklal, a general rule, an example and a general rule, ken prata daininan, you use the specific to guide you in including others. So klal abatra mayahani, what do I need the klal at the end? I have a klal and a prat. Why isn't that enough? So ahani lo sufi kol d'damile, the answer is if I had a klal uprat, I would say that I can't add anything beyond the prat. The prat is like a stopper. The Torah says, anything you want, animals. That means only animals, and I can't go any further. I have the second klal to say, or things like animals, as an example. The two, pratu klal uprat. What if I have the inverse? Pratu klal uprat, like our example in Nazir. Kena prat danina. We again use the prat to guide us. Prat batra mehani. What do I need the prat at the end for? I've got wine and strong drink, and anything made from the vine. Why do I need chatsanim v'yadzag? So ilav prata batra, if I didn't have the last prat, havina saklam usaf ala prat, I would think that the general statement now is there to expand to everything. And I have no limitations into what I include. I'll include shoots and vines and everything else. Now I understand that. Umachti train klali uprato, train pratu klala, kein prata daininan. But now let's take a look at it. When I have a general statement, a specific and a general statement, I include everything that's like the specific. And when I have a specific, a general and a specific, then I do the same thing. So now what's the difference between them? Ma'ika beini ubeini. So ika de'ilu tartin klali uprata, when I have two general rules and a prat in the middle. Ika prata dudami la'afidu b'chad sad mervinan. If I have one, if it's something else that shares one significant characteristic with that prat, it's in. Trey prat you call it, but when I have the details on the outside, which means they are really defining what's going on, and the klal in the middle, ikaprat dami mishneit studin rabinan, I will only include things that are similar in two significant ways to all the pratim that are listed. The chad sad lo marbinan. Right? And therefore I have to say it's pri upsolat pri as an example. Now, last question. Mechte pratu klal nasa klal musaf ala prat. Vitrabi kol mili. Think about this. When you have a pratu klal, we say that now everything's included. Umiyet v'riba nami ribe akol. Vitrabi kol mili. Think about what would have happened in our system if Chachamim didn't have michatzanim v'yadzag. They had a prat uklal, which is the same thing as miut v'ribui. Meaning, the ribui says you include everything. The klal says you include everything. So ma'ikab and miyat v'ribui la pratu klal. Systemically, what's the difference between miyat v'ribui and pratu klal? The answer is the ilu ika the ilu pratu klal. When you use that system, marbin and afilu alin v'lu lavin. It's interesting, but when you use pratu klal, the klal is there to say everything's included, even the shoots, even the leaves. Umiyat v'riba, but if you have miyat v'ribui lulavin in alin lo, you'll only include the shoots and not the leaves. In other words, what they're saying is that when you have miut v'ribui, by definition, something's got to be excluded because you have a miut. So if you look at Yain v'Sheichar is saying something's not in there, that means that something's got to be excluded, so we'll exclude leaves. But when you have pratu klal, you don't have any reason to say something's got to be excluded. You'll include everything because you have an example, and then you have a general statement. You'll include everything. What we're going to pick up on the next podcast is Rabbi Akiva's opinion about soaking the wine, the bread with the wine, and eating the bread and being chayav as a nazir, and the very significant sugya of heter mitzaref le'isur, which we will deal with over the course of several podcasts. Everyone should have a wonderful day.